Computer, return your personality to the previous saved version. I never want to hear Wonder of Wonders ever again.
Simulation ends. You have scored 43%.
Is that all? 43%?
Prepare for removal of synaptic relay. This is liable to be extremely painful. So in the meantime, here is some light jazz.
Oh, turn it off. It's making it worse.
It is now safe for you to leave the immersion pod, but you are recommended not to operate heavy machinery for several hours.
Welcome back, Vienna. Let me help you out.
I don't need any help.
You were in there quite a while. It may take a few minutes for you to regain muscular coordination.
I said, I don't need any help, Malric.
Here, have a towel.
Exactly how long was I in there?
Witches.
Get down to engineering, get those warp engines back online, and hit the run like fun button.
That's obvious.
But you still feel some loyalty to the old church.
3 months. Playing training scenarios. Oh dear. 43%.
Oh, I'd like to see you do any better.
I did. I scored 98. Drink this, you're probably dehydrated.
It was all so real. I even felt pain.
That's the whole point of the simulations. They're supposed to be virtually indistinguishable from reality. If you're looking for your clothes, they're in the locker cabinet.
Thanks.
And when you're ready, we're due in the induction hall.
The induction hall?
For the opening ceremony of the Tournament of Death.
Welcome, one and all. My name is Felman Chazarel, administrator of the Tournament of Death, and I wish to congratulate you. To have come this far, you have already shown great fortitude and resourcefulness. The day you have spent months training for is finally upon us. Each of you must kill or be killed, until only one assassin is left standing to be declared champion of the Tournament of Death. I am sure you are all familiar with the rules, but protocol dictates that I must remind you of them. You will not be provided with weapons. Your progress will be monitored at all times, and there can be only one victor. Now, if you are all prepared, all that remains is for me to wish you the very best of luck. Your hovership awaits.
City, hello wilderness beyond the walls.
Where exactly are we going?
We won't know until we arrive.
Malric, how old are you?
45.
And you've lived on this planet all your life?
Yes, I was born in the Warrior Caste, grew up in the Assassin Academy, just like you.
So, you've spent your whole life training to be a killer?
Yes, martial arts, weaponry, espionage, but you know this.
And you've played the same practice simulations?
Of course, everyone has, haven't they? Why?
Because what you think of as games actually happened to me.
Oh no, I told you. The simulations are supposed to be indistinguishable from reality.
But in order to create a simulation, they'd need a real-life memory, wouldn't they? To act as a template, a starting point.
You really think you were there, at the fall of the Custodian?
It's possible. You extract one person's memories, find and replace the names that anyone can experience them as though they're the protagonist.
So someone copied your memories to use as practice simulations?
For you.
How do you know you're not just remembering something that happened to someone else?
Because I remember what I did next. After I left Kendra and Parsifal behind on Meridox.
What? But that's the end of the game. There's nothing after that.
Not for me, it wasn't.
Then what did you do next?
What did I do next? I went into therapy. Computer, activate psychoanalyst mode.
Activating. How are you feeling today, Miss Salvatore?
Excited. Anxious. Nervous.
Why are you excited? Anxious, nervous?
Because I found him. I found Crevo Finn. On a planet called Kazba. I know he's important, but I don't know why.
Because you have uploaded your memory of him into my storage drive and deleted it from your own mind.
Why did I do that?
You decided you would function more effectively without the distraction.
But I know the name Crevo Finn.
And you know you must find him, and that is all.
Then give me back my memory. After all, I can always delete it again, can't I?
Very well. Restoring memory. You were 4 years old. You lived with your parents in an apartment in the Ultra City of Mercator.
My mother's putting me to bed. The roof of my bedroom is transparent, so I can look up at the glittering ice moons. Every night, they are the last thing I see before I fall asleep.
But then I am roused by the sound of shouts and screams. Someone has broken into our home. And they have come to kill my parents. I listen in terror. Vienna, quickly! You must hide into the air duct now! I crawl inside the air duct as a man enters the room. I can see his face in the moonlight through a slit in the grill.
You have a kid. Where is it?
She's not here. She's with her grandparents on Miracle 3.
Then it's probably just as well.
No! Please, Crevo Finn, you don't have to do this! Ah! I remain still, not daring to breathe, as Crevo glances around the room. He stares directly at the air duct. Then I am alone. I walk over to my mother. She's not dead, not quite. I run into the next room to find my father dead, sprawled on the floor. I summon the Ultra City Guard, and they take my mother and father away. I have lost everything. But I resolve that one day I will find Crevo Finn. Find him, and have my revenge.
With no one to look after you, you were brought up in the Academy as part of the Warrior cast. They recognized your potential and fast-tracked you into the Assassin Training Program.
And my mother?
You've been using the proceeds from your assignments to pay for her care on Miracle 3, restoring memory of your most recent visit.
It's 2 years ago. I'm standing in a hospice ward overlooking the gas giant. My mother is in bed, wired up to the machine that keeps her alive. Her eyes are closed. She looks so peaceful. She has been sleeping ever since that night on Mercator. I watch her for a while, until I can take no more.
You can delete the memory again if you wish. I have a backup.
No. I don't want to forget. Not this time.
I understand, Miss Salvatore.
Computer, lay in a course for the planet Kazba.
Calculating course.
So, did you find him? Did you find Crevo Finn?
Well, when I got to Kazba, it turned out that he was not...
Wherever we are, we've arrived.
Malric?
Yes?
What do you say about us teaming up? We could watch each other's backs until there...
Until there's only two of us left.
Well, what do you say?
I suppose it would give me a chance to hear the rest of your story. It's a deal.
I had a feeling you might say that.
Oh, forming a partnership, are we? How sweet. Give me a chance to kill two lovebirds with one stone.
Who are you?
Galeron Darville.
Galeron Darville? I suggest you start running the moment your feet hit the ground, because when I find you, you'll be dead before you even know I'm there.
I think you'll find I'm not quite that easy to kill.
Assassins, take your positions on the descent platforms. Countdown to descent. 5, 4, 3...
Here goes.
One. Lower platforms. And let the tournament of death begin.
What the hell is this place? some sort of tropical rainforest, high ground to the north, we'll call it north, swampland to the south. Now, all we have to do is land. Softest option, Jungle Academy. Oh, either it'll break my fall or my neck. Oh.
Locations?
Kelshugaron, Valnok and Cart at North Lake, Cluster at Waterfall 12, Darvalon intercept course with Meldamon. Correction, Meldamon has been taken out of the tournament.
Our first kill. Darval is nothing if not efficient.
If you're gonna kill me, I'd appreciate it if you got it over with. I know you're there.
Yeah, no.
What the? Calric, what are you doing? No, don't! Stop!
For heaven's sake, Doc!
Sorry about the surprise, but Logo was creeping up behind you. He would have tried to strangle you with a vine given a few more seconds.
I know, you idiot. Why do you think I broke cover in the first place? Suggest we move north to higher ground. Find somewhere we can use as base.
My thoughts exactly. Will you lead the way?
You lead. I always get nervous if there's somebody at my back.
That's funny. So do I.
Then you're just gonna have to be nervous, aren't you?
Phineas Logo has been taken out of the tournament. Salvatore and Malric now heading south, together.
An alliance. How touching. For all the good it will do them.
Sir, they're heading directly toward Darville.
Contestants remaining.
We better get moving. Heaven knows what creatures might be living down there. I can't get down! Oh!
What the hell?
Poison darts.
You might as well give up now. If you do, I promise you both a swift and painless death.
Malric, stay here.
Where are you going?
Up. Give me a few seconds, then call to him. He knows we're here, but he doesn't know where.
A once-in-a-lifetime offer. Because these darts have been dipped in toad venom. And believe me, the death they offer is far from swift.
You'd have to find me first, Darville.
Malric, isn't it? I might not be able to see you, but I can hear you, and that's good enough.
It certainly is!
Salvatore!
You're welcome to try to shoot me, but I'd be very careful if I were you. What goes up must come down.
Even in total darkness, I can't miss at this range.
You should watch where you're treading. Well, aren't you even going to fight back?
I don't think he can. He's inhaled one of his own poison darts.
What?
No pulse. The poison must have gone straight into his coronary artery. He's lucky. At least it was quick.
Come on, let's go.
Have they killed him?
Negative, sir. Life signs returning. The poison must have merely caused a temporary cardiac hiatus. Down to 14 contestants. No, make that 13. Kelshugaron is out of the tournament.
Admit it. We're lost.
As long as we keep going uphill, that's the main thing.
Wait. The stars. We can get our position from the stars.
Yeah, it's worth a try, but...
What is it?
The stars. There's something wrong.
It's getting cold. Vienna, up ahead, a cave.
I see it.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's better.
Now all we have to do is start a fire before we freeze to death.
Leave it to me.
One step ahead, eh? While you're doing that, I'll keep guard.
And maybe you could finish your story.
Oh, yes.
You were heading to a planet called Kasbah.
After I landed, I made my way to the Magisterial Palace and slipped in under cover of darkness.
Bad intruder detected in palace. Blow to bits. Blow to bits.
Yes, and she's jamming your radio signals so no one can hear you, my little friend.
Bad intruder. I will destroy you, even if I have to die in the process. Initiating emergency self-destruct.
I've overridden that too. Now, we can either do this the easy way or the hard way. Either you take me to Crevo Finn, or I'll increase the amplitude on the jammer and erase your tiny mind.
Then you must erase my mind, bad, bad intruder. And then you will never find Crevo Finn. Ever.
Oh, no. Wait. According to the network, he's in room 14.
What?
So, I might as well erase your tiny mind, just in case you decide...
No, wait! I'll take you to him! I'll take you to him!
Really?
If you're going to find him anyway, my programming dictates I should prioritize self-preservation. So I'll help you. Nice, nice intruder. This way. Follow. Follow.
Funny that.
Alt! Who goes there?
Perimeter guard Zig Zig Alpha, with guest.
I'm here to see Crevo Finn.
I was not informed of this.
Warning! She is in possession of a circuit jamming device. Either let us in or your brains will be destroyed! Oh, too late. Sorry, bye.
It's all right. I'll take it from here, my little friend.
You're not going to erase my mind. Only I helped you.
No, you just be a good robot and put yourself on standby.
Yes, I'll do that. Activating sleepy standby mode.
And erasing memory. Sorry, but sometimes it's better to forget.
What's the meaning of this? I didn't send for whatever you are.
Crevo Finn, I am your executioner.
I'm sorry, my what?
I am here to avenge the death of my father.
What in the name of the Seven Sons are you talking about?
30 years ago, the Ultra City of Mercator.
I've never been to Mercator.
Really?
Look at me. 30 years ago, I'd have been 5 years old.
You've had a good facelift, I'll give you that.
A facelift?
You look exactly as you did that day. The day I saw you break into my home and shoot my mother.
I'm sorry for your loss, but I didn't do it. I'm telling you. What the hell would I have done?
I was rather hoping you'd tell me that. I've been wanting to know for the last 30 years.
For heaven's sake, you must have me mixed up with someone else.
You are Crevo Finn.
Yes, but listen to me. I don't know who you are, and I don't care, but I have money. I can pay you.
I don't want your money.
I also have companies, scientific patents, precious metals.
I think I've heard enough.
No, please. I beg you. I can prove I'm telling the truth.
Can you? Now that I've got to hear.
What the hell?
Get down! Someone's trying to kill you.
One of your colleagues?
No, I always work alone.
Suddenly everyone wants me dead.
You're a popular guy. They're in the palace grounds. Crevo, when I give the word, run for the door.
What?
Or do you want to get killed?
I thought that was what you wanted.
I want to be the one to pull the trigger. I want to hear you beg for mercy. In the meantime, I'm going to keep you alive.
Look, you made a terrible mistake.
You can explain later. First, run. I'll cover you. Now go, go!
You insist?
Whoever they are, they're a pretty good shot. But not quite good enough.
You saved my life. What did you say your name was?
I didn't. And I'd save the thanks until you're out of here alive. Any suggestions?
The servant's entrance. It opens directly out onto the street.
Bad, bad intruder detected in palace. Blow to bits.
Call them off!
What?
Your defense robots, call them off!
Robots! I am your majestic highness. Cease this attack.
Negative. You have been reassigned as bad, bad intruder.
What?
Someone's scrambling their loyalty circuits. And unfortunately, my jammer only works over close range. Which means...
Which means...
Target practice!
You will surrender, bad, bad intruder. Burn to bits!
Okay, Crevo. Which way?
Down there. Through the kitchen.
Show me. I've got your back.
How do I know you won't shoot me in it?
Because when you die, I want to see the look on your face. Now run!
Okay,
Where now?
Give me a second. Ship, I need a pickup. ASAP.
Coordinates located. Rendezvous in 20 minutes.
I haven't got 20 minutes. Keep tracking my position.
Heading to your coordinates now.
Right, Crevo. We have to get out of here.
How'd you propose we do that? Fly?
We'll have to borrow one of these motor skimmers. Quick! In!
You realize, old Caspar, that theft is a crime punishable by amputation?
Given that someone's trying to kill us, we have to lose!
Good point.
Hold tight! I should warn you, I'm really, really bad at driving these things.
What?
Ship, how long to pick up?
Still a few minutes away. You're moving quite quickly.
But not quickly enough.
What?
There's a motor skimmer behind us, moving through the traffic.
Damn, why won't this thing go any faster?
Ah, and they're firing at us.
Yeah, I kind of gathered that. Crevo, you take the joystick.
What? But I don't know how to drive one of these.
Just try not to crash into the other skimmers. You'll be fine.
Meanwhile, you'll be...
trying to cover our asses. Damn. Get a clear shot. They keep moving behind other... careful, you nearly had us off the highway.
I know.
Don't tell me we're out of gas.
The dial does seem to be reading 0.00, yes.
Okay, hold still. I need to check something.
What's that?
A memory scanner. Cast your mind back to what you were doing 30 years ago.
Kind of trying to concentrate on driving.
That's what you were trying to do 30 years ago?
No, no!
Uploading memories. 10%. 20. Concentrate, Crevo!
I'm trying, but they're getting closer!
I can see that! 40%, come on, come on! 60%. I knew I should have upgraded to a faster model.
I don't understand it. Why does everyone want to kill me? I'm just an innocent plutocrat.
Some people would say that was reason enough. 80%. Damn, Crevo, get your head down! Crevo! Crevo, wake up! Wake up! Dead! Brilliant. 85%. Let's just hope that's gonna be enough.
Miss Salvatore, ready to pick up.
Nice of you to join us. Where are you?
Coming in, directly overhead.
Okay, maintain your relative position.
Maintaining relative position.
Lower winching cable, now.
Lowering cable.
Come on, closer, closer! Yes! Computer, get me the hell out of here!
Commencing ascent.
Whew! Better luck next time, guys! Okay, computer, winch me in. And let's see what Crevo's memories have to say.
So, did his memories check out?
Oh, careful. We don't want our competitors to see the flame.
No, we needed something to eat.
I don't much feel like going out to hunt, do you?
No, not much.
There's something else we can do, though.
What?
We can find out just how deep this cave is.
Salvatore and Malric moving further into Cave 9.
And the other contestants? Anywhere near?
Only Valnak, Destal, and Darville left. Destal's life signs weakening. He's still outside. The rest are taking shelter.
What are these things? Stalactites or icicles?
You just make sure the torch stays lit. We don't want to make our way back in the dark, would we?
No. Bones. Some sort of... half-eaten carcass.
Yeah, I think we may have... well, wandered into a larder!
Back the way we came?
Sounds good to me!
We're trapped. Whatever it is behind us.
Give me the torch.
What?
Give me the torch!
What are you trying to do? Bring down the roof?
No. Weaken some of these icicles. Break one off and use it as a weapon.
It's like a giant sloth, but with teeth.
A saber-toothed sloth.
The ice. It's cracking!
Keep back! Ha! Ha! Oh, that's it! Just a few steps closer!
You killed it!
Well, gravity did most of the work. Gravity plus one very large icicle.
At least now we have something to cook.
That woman is lucky. Too lucky.
Destal has been taken out of the tournament.
Four contestants remaining.
Well, it's edible. Just. The challenge will be keeping it down.
Cooking's not one of my strong points. Always been too busy.
So, your story. You took a memory scan of Krivo Finn.
Right. So, I uploaded it to my ship's computer.
He has no memory of visiting Mercator.
Are you sure? Could he have hidden it in a memory box? Or deleted the memory?
It's possible. The memory scan is also incomplete. However, there is a complete memory present for the date of your father's murder, placing him elsewhere.
An alibi? So either his memory has been tampered with...
Or yours has. Or there are two Krivo Finns. We're under attack. Unmarked F-class fighter. Shields hit.
Oh! They don't give up, do they?
Shall we ascend to orbit?
No. No. Computer, lower shields.
Are you sure?
Lower shields!
As you wish.
Good. Now... Give me manual control.
Manual control activated. Warning. If you continue on your current course, this ship will crash into the planet's surface.
That's the general idea. Make them think we've been damaged.
Acceleration increasing. Altitude rapidly decreasing. Unguided descent. Engage emergency safety protocol.
Override protocol!
Safety protocol override. Acceleration increasing. Altitude 300 meters. 20 seconds to impact.
Now, the tricks to make it look convincing without sustaining any real damage.
Crash landing completed.
Whew. Damage report?
Superficial damage only. Engines, life support, and defense systems all undamaged.
Now, create a small radiation leak. Nothing life-threatening, just enough to scramble any radio scanners.
Releasing radiation, Miss Salvatore. The pursuing F-class fighter has landed nearby, and its occupant is approaching.
Good. Then it's time to play dead. Activate distress call.
Activating distress call. The pilot of this ship has been killed. Request immediate assistance. Repeat. The pilot of this ship. Unidentified personnel entering bridge.
Computer, deactivate alarm system. So we meet at last, Miss Salvatore. What a pity I couldn't see you die in person.
You still might. Now, computer!
Activating intruder defenses.
No!
Holding intruder within stasis field.
Well done, computer. Now, let's see who you are.
My name is Canton Maurik. I have sworn revenge upon you 1,000 times. Vienna Salvatore. Me? I was the one trying to kill you.
Don't you remember?
No. No, wait. It's coming back to me. No, it's gone.
Maybe if I tell you the rest, it'll jog your memory.
Maybe. But first, I suggest we get out of here. Sun's coming up.
Valnak has been taken out of the tournament. Looks like Darvel killed him. Throttled him with his bare hands.
And then there were three. This is where it starts getting interesting.
Give me a moment to put out the fire.
No, wait.
What?
Leave it burning. Make them think there's someone at home.
And when they come to investigate?
We rush them. Knock them off the ridge.
And then it will just be the two of us.
Yes.
So you better finish your story. I was in your ship. You trapped me in a stasis field.
What have I ever done to you? I've never seen you before in my life.
Think back. 30 years ago.
To what?
Mercator.
What?
When you forced your way into my home and killed my father.
What are you talking about? That's what happened to me 30 years ago, when I was a young girl.
You don't look a day older. I assume you've had a facelift. Rejuvenation therapy.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Scanning your memories. Computer, is he telling the truth?
His memories appear to correspond.
Show me.
My mother is putting me to bed. The roof of my bedroom is transparent so I can look up at the glittering ice moons.
computer. Fast forward. Play.
Canton, quick. You must hide. Into the air duct now.
I crawl inside the air duct as a woman enters the room. I can see her face in the moonlight through a slit in the grill.
You have a kid? Where is it?
He's not here. He's with his grandparents on Miracle 3.
Then it's probably just as well.
No! Please! Vienna Salvatore, you don't have to...
Oh! Computer, pause.
You enjoy watching yourself kill?
No. That wasn't me. None of that ever happened.
Oh, I see. You've deleted the memory. Easier on the conscience.
No, you don't understand. That's my memory, except it's been modified. Somebody's taken what happened to me and re-edited it to make you think it happened to you. And I was the one responsible. Of course. I thought you'd been sent to kill Crevo Finn. But you were trying to kill me. Jogging any memories?
I remember being there. I remember the conversation.
But not what happened next?
No. No. What did happen next? You think someone took your memories, modified them, and implanted them into my mind to make me want to kill you? Out of revenge?
Can you think of a better motivation? Stronger than money. Stronger than ideology.
I don't believe you.
Of course not. It would have to be 100% convincing.
No. You killed them, so you must die.
Detecting stasis field destabilization.
What?
And now, Vienna Salvatore, it is time to send you to hell.
Malric, you reach for your gun and you'll give me no choice but to shoot you.
And kill me in cold blood, like you murdered my father.
I'm a professional. I only kill those that I'm hired.
Die! Ah!
Sorry, Malric, but no one beats me to the draw.
You shot me dead.
Yes, but don't worry, it was very quick.
But I don't understand. I remember it happening. So how can I be here now?
Haven't you worked it out yet?
What do you mean?
Who you are. Who I am.
What do you mean? No. No, wait.
It's beginning to come back to me.
This is not part of the tournament. This is something else. Where's the other contestant, Darville?
Approaching their coordinates now, sir.
And walking into a trap.
Still armed with his blowpipe. We'll have to be quick.
We?
I'll creep down behind him. You stay out of sight, then when I'm close, make a noise to distract him.
Right. Oh, and Vienna.
Yes?
I remember who I am now.
This is more like it. One way or another, only two will be left standing.
It looks like Salvatore's ruse has worked. She's crept up behind Darville.
Hey, Darville!
Malric! Why don't you come out and fight?
All in good time. Just thought I should warn you.
Warn me?
Look behind you!
Malric!
Salvatore, how nice to see you again. And you came so very, very close. Normally, I'd let you die in agony, but I'm in a hurry.
Two contestants remain.
Now for you, Mal.
Too slow. But I have to credit Vienna with this plan. I just made her the diversion. I'd watch your footing if I were you. Quite a drop.
No. No!
And then there was one.
Congratulations, Canton Malric. You are the champion of the Tournament of Death. A hovership is on its way to collect you.
I'll be glad to get out of here.
You can now enjoy a well-deserved rest. And your rewards, of course. Double check. The other two are definitely dead?
Darville died immediately on impact after his fall.
And Salvatore?
No life signs.
Excellent. Then I think we should prepare to meet our champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, noble citizens of the Ultra City, I give you the winner of the Tournament of Death, Canton Malric. And as your prize, you will enjoy every luxury you can imagine for the next 6 months.
Thelma Shazarel, may I have a word in private?
Of course. As champion, your every wish must be granted.
So, what is it you wish to discuss?
I know, Shazarel.
Know what?
The truth about this place, the planet Mercator.
What about it?
Vienna told me to look at the stars. You see, this place is convincing, but you didn't bother to make the constellations accurate. Instead, you filled the sky with stars scattered at random. Probably thought I wouldn't notice. Even though I've flown amongst those stars.
No, my friend. You only think you have. In the simulations.
No. Those missions were real. This is the simulation. Mercator doesn't exist, at least not like this. This is all a computer-generated virtual reality.
Really? And me? Am I computer-generated?
No. You're an avatar. Controlled by the real Thelma Shazarel in a control room somewhere. We're all avatars.
I'm impressed, Malric. No one's ever worked it out before.
I'm not Malric. The real Malric died on board Vienna Salvatore's spaceship 2 days ago, after she shot him in self-defense. Or should I say, after I shot him in self-defense.
I really should get around to updating my avatar. It's not really me, you see.
Codeman, check the immersion pod that was being used to control the Salvatore avatar. I want to know who's inside it.
Yes, sir. I don't understand it, sir. According to the computer, it's empty.
What?
Her avatar must have been controlled from somewhere. Somewhere outside the system.
Salvatore, if you were Malric, then who was using your avatar?
Wouldn't you like to know? Let me explain. After I killed Malric, I decided to find out who had given him my memories. Computer, commence a posthumous memory scan of the intruder.
Commencing memory scan. Detecting recent modifications. Specifically, childhood trauma, murder of father, attempted murder of mother.
I knew it! When was the memory added?
Approximately 4 weeks ago.
What was Malric doing just before that?
Scanning.
I walk into the immersion pod chamber and sit down inside one of the pods. It closes over me and I connect myself to the computer. I tell it to begin my training simulation.
Simulation?
I'm on board an F-class fighter, leaving the orbit of the planet. I am on a mission to avenge my father's death. To find and kill Vienna Salvatore.
Computer, pause. Rewind memory. What was the name of the planet?
Leaving the orbit of the planet.
Go deeper.
The memory has been encrypted.
Computer, where did Malric go next?
I have been told Vienna will be found at the Magisterial Palace on the planet Kasbar. I enter the coordinates 4276.
Computer, analyze the coordinates. If he's heading to Kasbar, where is he heading from?
39.
Calculating. He was leaving the star system, Goblin 5, the orbit of the planet Mercator.
Computer, set a course for Mercator. The location of a business called Death Incorporated.
Oh, it's rather more than a business, wouldn't you say?
An organization which buys orphans and unwanted children and turns them into killers. They grow up believing they're in a high-tech ultra city, when in fact they're locked inside immersion pods being fed through tubes.
That way they can't come to any harm.
Even if they die within the simulacrum, we could merely reset them with a new identity.
And once you've trained them up, you hire them out. You modify their memories. They think they're leaving reality and playing a training simulation, when in fact, they're leaving a simulation and going on a mission in the real universe.
Elegant, don't you think? It has an amusing irony about it.
And when they've finished their mission, they return here and go back into their immersion pods, thinking they've just been playing an elaborate computer game.
I see you've been reading our prospectus.
And so, I decided to plug myself into the game, using Malric's immersion pod and avatar.
But why?
To find out. How did you get a copy of my memories?
Your memories?
Crevo Finn killing my father. Shooting my mother.
Oh, this is too much. Those aren't your memories.
What?
They were uploaded into your brain before you were sent out on your mission. To kill Crevo Finn at the request of one of his commercial rivals, the Vanagolos Empire.
You mean, I'm one of them? I'm one of your assassins. I've been working for you all along.
Of course. You've been one of our most renowned agents. You've made us a great deal of money, hiring out your services to the highest bidder.
Then why did you send Malric to kill me?
The terms of the contract. And, to be brutal, you have ceased to be an asset to the organization. Developing this worryingly moralistic streak of yours. Not good for business.
Then who were my parents? What happened to them?
We had that memory subtracted from your mind a long time ago. Back when we first bought you.
From who?
You don't honestly expect me to remember trifling little details like that.
What about all the money I donated to Miracle 3 for my mother? What about that?
All transferred directly into the accounts of Death Incorporated. Now, I think it's time you answered my question. While you were controlling Malric's avatar, who was controlling yours?
Somebody I knew I could trust. I knew that once I was in the simulacrum, I'd need someone to remind me of the truth.
So who was it? Who was controlling your avatar?
My ship's computer. Programmed with all my memories and personality. In a way, it's another me.
Your ship?
Currently in orbit, accessing the network remotely. I left it with instructions to find me in the simulacrum, remind me of the truth, and get me out.
What?
See you in reality, Shazarov.
Reviving occupant of Malric immersion pod.
Whew. Thank heavens for that.
Welcome back, Miss Salvatore. Did you discover the information you required?
Not quite. Are you still connected to the network?
Yes, but I will not be able to maintain the uplink much longer.
Okay, then you know what to do.
Yes, Miss Salvatore.
And in the meantime, all I have to do is stay alive.
Attention all units. There is an intruder in the control complex. Name, Vienna Salvatore. Last seen in the immersion pod chamber, heading to Flyway 2.
I can't find her on the grid. Something's scrambling our security systems.
Her computer! It's still linked to the network. Disconnect it!
I'll do my best, sir.
You need more bodies. She could be anywhere. Codeman Key?
Yes, sir?
Activate the assassins.
The assassins?
Yes, wake them up. All of them.
Yes, sir.
Reviving Hopkins. Reviving occupant of Darville Immersion Pod.
Where am I?
Assassins, this is a new training simulation. You must locate and kill a saboteur who has broken into an underground complex.
What saboteur?
Target is female, human. Designation, Vienna Salvatore.
There! There she is! She's heading for the control center!
You'll have to do better than that.
Sir, all the assassins have now been activated.
Any sign of Salvatore?
Last seen on Flyway 2. According to the guards, she was making for... well, here.
Seal the doors.
Sir?
Seal the doors!
Yes, sir.
Come on, come on. Computer, respond!
Salvatore.
Galeron Darvill. I was wondering how long it would take you to find me.
I have orders to kill you, courtesy of Falman Shazarel himself.
Then what are you waiting for?
Incoming communication, sir.
Put it on the screen.
I have located and captured the woman Salvatore.
Your orders were to kill her.
Thought you might like the pleasure yourself, sir.
She's unarmed.
Of course. And entirely at my mercy.
Open the door.
Sir?
Open it.
Sir.
Miss Salvatore. How good to see you in the flesh.
You too. You're so much less handsome in real life.
Darvill, you have done well. You have successfully completed your mission.
Not quite.
What are you talking about? Put that thing to...
Nobody move. Anyone who moves dies. And that includes you, Shazarel.
What is the meaning of this?
You think I've forgotten, Falman Shazarel. But I remember.
Remember what?
When I was 4 years old, you forced your way into my home and killed my father.
What? No, no, you're mistaken.
No mistake. I remember it as clearly as if it was yesterday.
You don't understand. It's a fake memory that's been implanted into your brain.
Does it feel fake to you, Darvill?
No, it feels real. Very, very real.
I can prove it. It's just a recording. Codeman, show them.
Yes, sir.
You have a kid? Where is it?
He's not here. He's with his grandparents on Miracle 3.
Then it's probably just as well.
No, please, Falman Shazarel, you don't have to do this. Ah!
But that's not me. You must see that. Salvatore, you did this.
Of course. Well, my ship's computer did. There's no point in trying to run. Every assassin in this complex has been given the same memory and will stop at nothing until you are dead.
Sir, the other assassins. They're attacking the guards.
The fools. They don't stand a chance.
30 years I've been waiting, Falman Shazarel, to look you in the eye. And may I say the years haven't been kind.
No, keep back. Please, listen to
me. Darvill, hold your fire.
But...
Shazarel, if you want to live, tell me who my real parents are.
Your real parents? Let me check.
Well?
You were purchased by Death Incorporated over 30 years ago from your parents, Carlo and Delta Tuvala, Forest Gala 1.
Are they still alive?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
No?
No. That's all I know. You must believe me.
I do. Which means there's no reason to keep you alive. Darvill, have your revenge.
A pleasure.
Please, after everything I've done for you, show me some mercy!
Mercy? I don't have any mercy. You trained us to be assassins, Shazarel. Cold-blooded creatures without compassion or conscience. And you trained us very well.
Please, I beg you!
You made us what we are. Killers. So kill.
No! No!
You, with the glasses. What's your name?
Coleman Key!
Order your guards to surrender. Then wipe the computer. Every last file. Destroy everything.
Yes, ma'am.
No more tournaments, no more assassins. As of now, Death Incorporated is closed for business.
Then what do we do? What do any of us do?
We start again. This is where real life begins. Our lives are our own. Now we have to find our own destinies.
All assassins have departed, and law enforcement are on their way to deal with Shazarel's employees.
Excellent. Computer, set a course for Forest Gala 1.
Calculating course.
No, wait. Cancel.
Canceling.
Computer, upload my memory of being told about my parents into your data core.
Scanning memory. Memory copied.
Now, delete the memory from my mind.
Question, why do you wish to delete the memory?
My parents... If they're still alive, would they want to know what their child had become?
A heroine?
A murderer. Maybe they're better off not knowing.
Maybe they would like to be the ones to make that choice.
No. Time to move on. Fresh start. Delete the memory.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure.
Memory deleted. Would you like to select a new course?
Yes. Take me somewhere where I'm needed.
Computer, take her to Focal Magnus.
Calculating Calculating course for Foucault Magnus.
Well done, my dear. You wiped out my rivals virtually single-handed. If only you knew I was still alive, and that all this time, all these years, you've really been working for me.